Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Friday to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's Friday, October 18th, 2019. Wherever you are, wherever this podcast finds you, I hope your day has either been amazing or it's off to an amazing start. And hey, look, if it didn't get off to a great start, don't make a five-minute bad experience turn into a 24-hour miserable day. That's just not the way things are supposed to be. I think I shared that meme on Instagram. By the way, if you follow me on Instagram, at Every Day is Saturday, shout out, man. Give me a DM. Slide inside those DMs. Let me know you listen to the show. I get a ton of messages on there. I love it. I replied every one of them. And if I haven't replied to you, send me another message. Say, dude, why didn't you reply to me? I sent you a message. I tried to. I think I do. But I shared that meme a while back that said, hey, was it really a bad day or was it a bad 5 minutes that you made turned into a bad day? And I think that's appropriate in most cases. So, hey, anyway, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the show. I want to give a follow-up to yesterday's podcast about giving out my cell number on my podcast and saying, hey, man, send me a text. I'll give it out again today, but I want to give you an update because I think I got some messages from people, not text messages, but emails from people saying, dude, are you out of your mind? I'm kind of curious. But I think everybody's curious, like, how did this thing work out? Well, I brought on two new clients in about an hour. I mean, they sent me a text and I replied back, got on the phone, and now we're working together. I'll share with you the diversity of the podcast listenership of the show and where these two clients hail from. It's, really amazing to hear it. So let me dive in. First of all, if you're brand new to the show, my name's Sam Crowley. Quit my job May 6, 2005, went broke, bankrupt, was a laughing stock all over the world. People were talking about it, or it felt that way. You know, have you ever lost everything? Yeah, it's pretty damn humiliating, but I stuck with it, you know. Didn't turn into Tony Robbins or anything like that, but I got this nice little thing going. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio with my wife, Angela, and our four daughters, ages 18, 15, 14, and 5. And I do this podcast every day to inspire you. That's it, to inspire you, because if you're like me 15 years ago, you're wondering, does anybody think like me? Like, I was wondering, does anybody even think like me? I mean, does everybody walk around as a zombie, you know, dead at the age of 25, just wait 50 years to be buried? I mean, does everybody have that mindset that you should go work for somebody else and then ask for permission to take 2 days off? I was just curious. And look, I went and typed into Google audio motivation, and next thing you know, I start streaming because, you know, at that point in time, podcasting was there, but there was nobody on. I didn't even know how to get on iTunes, you know? So I started streaming motivational audios and I got hooked, man. And it changed my mindset. It really changed my outlook on life. And it gave me a vision that, yeah, there's other people that are as crazy as I am, but in a good way. So that's why I do the show. If you're brand new to the show or you've been listening for a short period of time, welcome. I'm blessed to have you. You can follow me on social media, Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Coaching together, one-on-one, launchwithsam.com. I'll give you my cell phone number again at the end of the show. If you're interested, shoot me a text. So let's dive into that, okay? I got a couple of text messages yesterday. Two text messages, two phone calls, two new clients. That's the way it works, you know? People are very cool. Nobody texted me who wasn't ready to start talking about this dream that they have, this vision that they have. Nobody texted me to say, hey, man, can we jump on a call? Why? I don't know. I just want to talk to you. Nobody's like that. And I think, you know, like I said, there are probably some people out there that would take advantage of an offer like that and just get on the phone with somebody and waste their time. But you got to be good at identifying that if you're going to do something like that. And it's okay when you get people on the phone and say, hey, man, this is great. Great talking to you, but let's hit the eject button real quick because this is not what the call's for. And I think people super duper respect that. And if they don't, that's not your problem. That's their problem. And so I got two amazing phone calls yesterday. One was, the first phone was with a lady who is uber successful, runs her own publishing company. I mean, commutes between three different cities. I think Toronto, Florida, and Columbus, Ohio, of all places, right here in the state of Ohio. But doesn't have 10,000 downloads a day of a podcast. Doesn't even have a podcast, and hired me to get that up and running and to get really crystal clear on the message and who the market is. And she wants to follow this model that I do, getting people. I don't think she wants to give her cell phone number out, but wants to use the online calendar like mine. When you go to launchwithsam.com, you got a video there that plays for about a minute. You book your power call with me. I call you. There's another video after that that kind of gives you some more insight into who I am. It's in my living room. You know, I'm just shooting it on my cell phone. And she wants to follow that model, but doesn't know how to quite do it. So hired me for the next couple months to teach her how to do it. Bingo. One client, that was around 2 p.m. And I only uploaded the podcast, what was it, yesterday? Maybe 11 in the morning? I don't know, noon, somewhere in there? The second one yesterday. So that was that. Next client, Rogelio, great dude, listens to the show. Shout out to my man. We're going to start coaching on his podcast. He has a passion for God. He wants to share his love for Christ, which I find personally as a Christian amazing. So we're going to get his podcast launched. And he came on board. We want to get the messaging tight as well. There you go. There's two completely different perspectives, very diverse, and there's no wrong answers. The only wrong thing would be if somebody's like, oh, wow, this guy who's been, you know, this business coach for the last 15 years is offering me an opportunity to come on board and work with him, but I'm not going to do it. And that's it. I mean, that would be the only wrong answer, is that you really have an incredible passion. Every coaching program is customized. I mean, you guys know there's $100,000 coaching programs where clients come through Cincinnati. We work together for a year. And then there's, you know, come on board for a fraction. I mean, literally a fraction of that, where we work together for a couple months to get you creating massive momentum. The worst thing you can do is not talk to somebody who's interested in working with you and helping you. So how did the whole texting experiment work? Home run. I mean, look, I think it's a home run. I think, no, like I said, I got a number of text messages. You know, I got a lot of supporting ones, too. Hey, dude, listen to the show. Not ready to talk, but just thank you. That's it. And, you know, nobody's going to abuse that. And here's the one thing. If you do, if you're bold like that, I'm not saying you got to do what I do. I'm not even saying you got to do anything that I do. I'm just telling you this is what is working right now, making myself even more authentic than ever and more relatable than ever, because I never want to be this pompous ass that people look at and say, oh, my God, that dude, he looks and sounds like everybody else out there. Or, you know, trying to portray myself as somebody that I'm not just so you'll send me money. That is not how I, and if I ever get to that point, I hope I never surround myself with yes men or women who pump up my ego. I want people to yank it in me and say, dude, dial it back, man. Who the hell do you think you are? I mean, that's the people that I want to have in my inner circle, people that are willing to tell me the truth. Haven't had anybody say that yet, thankfully. But if you're somebody out that wants to put yourself out there a little more, understand, you know, people are good people. They want to be helped. And if they believe that you've got the value and that you can help them, they're going to invest in whatever it is, your product, your service, your one-on-one coaching or group coaching, whatever that looks like. Like I said, you could be a service-based business. You could be brick and mortar. I think the more authentic you are, the more willing you are to put yourself out there. I think we get afraid because there's a lot of weirdos on the internet that post crazy political and conspiracy theories and all that. And we think, well, that's who's going to contact me. I can promise you. Not that it's never going to happen, but that hasn't happened in the last 10 months that I have just given every possible link and every way to contact me to people out there. It just hasn't happened that way because people are good people. And when you do build your tribe of individuals who follow you online, understand that these are people just like you, you know? So would you be a creeper, conspiracy theorist, blow somebody's phone up, take advantage of a good thing? No. So the people who follow you wouldn't do that either, you know? So here it is again. I think I might even start doing this on a regular basis, but I want to land as many quality coaching clients as I can because I have a passion to serve people who want to make every day Saturday. Let me say that again. I have an incredible passion to serve people who want to make every day Saturday. And I know I can, I know when we start working together, that's going to become your reality. So here it is. shoot me a text, 513-582-6570, 513-582-6570. If you've been thinking about launching this movement of yours, dialing in your message, it may or may not involve a podcast. That's great. If it does, that's super. We'll crush it and get your message tight. It all is about messaging those guys. Make no mistake. The really successful individuals out there that make a difference in the world are the ones that are crystal clear on the result that they bring. And if you're not, that would be a great reason and a great place where we should start and a reason why we need to work together one-on-one. And don't be afraid. Like I said, I customize. We have a blank sheet of paper. I customize the program that we work together on bit by bit, item by item, result by result. So don't get spooked out that, oh my God, he's too expensive. No. The only requirement for you and I to work together is, could, number one, the most important, could we have a beer together? Or if you don't drink alcohol, just use tea or coffee. Could we hang out together and have a good time? Are you cool? You know, are you somebody easy to get along with? You like to laugh, have a good time. You're not a victim. You're not negative. You know, are you, you know, that's it. That's number one. That's the number one rule. If we can pass that test up front, we're going to have a great time. And number two, you have to be willing to be teachable and coachable and understand that you really do have a gift and a message that can and will be monetized. You just got to believe those two things. If you got those dialed in, just, you got hope, you got passion, like you really believe that you can do this thing, and you and I would have a good time doing it together, working together, laughing, having a good time. That's all that matters. After that, everything is figure outable, man. Everything is figure outable. My cell phone's 513-582-6570. Shoot me a text. I'll jump on the call the same day. Or if you want to book a call further out, just go to launchwithsam.com. That's my calendar. Book your call. You guys are amazing, man. I love the podcast listenership. Thank you for doing, just being, showing up, man, and doing amazing things in this world. We haven't even got started yet, man. We haven't even got started. Let's get after it. It's going to be a great day. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.